I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none. 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 There is none like you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And so, Father, we come before your presence this morning with singing. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you with gratefulness in our heart, thankfulness in our souls, praise on our lips to magnify a wonderful and an awesome God. God, we're here to worship and adore you. We're here to acknowledge, God, that we are nothing without you. We're here to submit ourselves to your will and to say, not our wills, but let thine will be done. Let it be done here on earth. Let it be done here in heaven. Let it be done, God, everywhere you abide. Oh, God, everywhere there is life, God, let your will be done so that your will might be done and we may be pleasing to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We worship you, God, because you are a mighty God. There is absolutely no one that's like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. And as we rise here this morning, as we start our early morning prayer, as we begin this early morning sacrifice, Lord, there is no one that can compare to you, God. You are an awesome God. You do great and wonderful things. Your hands are mighty and your acts are mighty, God, and your arms are cannot even be fathomed, God. But each and every day, you do miraculous and wonderful things, for you did it already this morning. For, Lord, you woke me up this morning and allowed me to see a brand new day. It's a day, God, that I cannot even fathom, Lord, and understand how you made it. I don't comprehend, God, how you put it into existence. But that's all I know, Lord, that when the alarm went off this morning, you allowed me to hear the alarm, and you allowed me to rise this morning in my right mind. And then, God, you didn't stop there, Lord, for when you woke me up, Lord, you put the breath of life into me, Lord. You allowed me to breathe the air, oh, God, of this land, Lord, to breathe in you and to exhale you in the mighty name of Jesus, and you just kept on blessing me, Lord. You allowed me to brush my own teeth, Lord. You allowed me to dress my own self, Lord. You allowed me to kiss my wife goodbye as I left, Lord, to come to the sanctuary to offer this sacrifice of prayer to you, Lord. You allowed me to make it here safely, Lord. So over and over again, Lord, you've already done great and wonderful things. I understand, Lord, that I could not have done any of that on my own. Because, Lord, I could have went to sleep last night and did not wake up this morning. I could have went to sleep last night and woke up in the best hospital in the world. I could have laid myself down and closed my eyes to rest last night and did not wake up at all and found myself in the best grave or the one most beautifulest grave site in the world. But, God, you said not so, Lord. What the enemy thought for evil, Lord, you meant it for good. And so, God, as I rise this morning to bless your holy and magnificent name, as I rose this morning, God, to lift up the name of Jesus, Lord, as I rose to enter into your gates of thanksgiving and to come into your courts with praise, I can't help but to say that there is absolutely no one that's like you, God. No one loves me like you do. No one treats me like you do. No one holds me like you do. No one comforts me like you do. No one provides for me like you do. No one can do anything, God, in comparison to you. And I'm not satisfied with counterfeits, Lord. But I'm only looking for the real thing. And my soul, God, and my heart, God, and my whole body longs for more of you. God, I'm thirsty, God, for you. Oh, God, I'm hungry for more of you, Lord. And I can't even compare myself to that deer anymore, Lord. I understand that the deer panteth after the water brooks, Lord. The songwriter says, so does my soul long after thee. But, God, I'm even more thirsty, God. Oh, God, I'm even more hungry, Lord. I need you even the more, God. In the name of Jesus, I can't make it without you, Lord. I understand I can't even take a step without you, Lord. I can't move without you, Lord. I can't breathe without you, Lord. Lord. I can't worship without you, Lord. I can't praise without you, God. I can't work without you, Lord. I can't talk without you, Lord. I can't think or act without you, Lord. I need you for every moment, every minute, every second of the day, God. I need you, God, today. Oh, God, so we submit ourselves to you humbly before your throne of grace. As we submit ourselves as a living sacrifice, oh God, make us holy and acceptable. That's the least that we can do, God, is to offer you ourselves as a sacrifice to be used for your glory, God, to be used for your honor, Lord, to be used for your magnificent plan, Lord, for you know the thoughts that you think towards me. Hallelujah. You know what you have planned for me, God. And especially for this day, God, you allowed your day to be fulfilled yesterday. You allowed me to begin the day, Lord, and you allowed me to end the day, Lord. I began the day off with prayer, Lord, and I allow myself to end the day off with prayer, thanking you for keeping me all day long. And God, I love the repetitiveness of these 31 days of prayer, God, because it keeps me before your throne of grace consistently. And then I can boldly say that the sexual fervent prayer of the righteous avail as much, God, because you keep doing great things, or you keep opening up doors, or you keep making ways out of no way, God. You keep blessing me over and over again. So, God, I thank you, God, for another day that you have kept me and that you have a plan and purpose for my life. That I'm not just here by happenstance. That, God, I'm in my right mind, Lord, that I'm not just going through the motions, Lord. I'm not just going through the day, Lord, hoping that everything works out for my good, hoping that all things work together, God, hoping, oh, God, just without an assurance, Lord. But I have a confidence, Lord. I have an assurance, Lord, that you're going to be true to your words, that whatever comes my way today, oh, God, it will be a part of your plan for my life. Oh, God, that takes, oh, God, a breakthrough in the thoughts of my mind. That takes a transformation in a renewing of my mind to understand, God, that you are in control. And not only are you in control, God, but you're in control of everything, God. You handle everything, Lord, and nothing can occur without your permission, Lord. The devil can't even come to us and attack us without talking to you first. Your word tells us that, Lord. It's shown in your word. When the devil came with the sons of God, and he came before God, and he asked for permission, Lord, after you told him, had you considered my servant Job, he had to ask for permission to be able to touch and hinder and affect Job's life. And so we're not any less more important to you than Job was. I dare to say, Lord, you said it this morning. Have you considered my servant Eugene? Have you considered my servants that are on the line praying? Have you considered them? And so no matter what the enemy tries to do, he has to get permission from God. God, your word promises us that you won't put no more on us than we can bear. And since you won't put no more on us than we can bear, then we can confidently say, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah, God. We can stand upon your word, Lord. We can stand upon your promises, Lord. And so every step that we take, we're not taking it in our own power, and we're not doing it in our own might, but we're standing upon the word of God, because the word of God is a lamp unto our feet, and it's a light unto our pathways. And so if we can just hide your word in our hearts, when we step, God, we won't sin against you. When we march, we won't sin against thee. When we run, we won't sin against thee. When we travel, we won't sin against thee. Wherever we go, we won't sin against thee, because your word is being reflected in us, Lord. Your word is shining bright in us. Your spirit has control over our lives, Lord. It's because of who you are, God. There is no one that's like you. And I again say, no one can love me like you. No one can treat me like you. No one can do anything compared to you. And so I offer you this praise this morning, this sacrifice of praise, as I've entered into the house of the Lord to draw your glory in, to make your glory, oh God, to invite your glory in, Lord. I can't make you come. But, Lord, you said that in your word that you will inhabit the praises of your people. So we would just have the audacity, Lord, to make your name glorious, to sing unto you a new song, to lift our voices up and to sing and to worship you, whether the song rhymes or whether the song has a harmony, Lord. If we just offer our praise and our worship from the depths of our souls, from the depths of our heart, God, to magnify you, glorify you, oh God, to adore you, God, to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. You promised, Lord, that you would come down from heaven and that you will make your glory revealed in our presence, Lord, because you inhabit the praises of your people. And I want to make your name glorious, Lord, today. I want your name to be made big and great today. I want to offer my praises, God, in a glorious way. And so let it be an undignified praise, Lord, today. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't want to be discreet, Lord. But hallelujah, God, I glorify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. I lift up holy hands in the sanctuary. Oh, God, to magnify you and to glorify you. Here am I, Lord, Lord. Hallelujah. Here am I, Lord. I need your glory, Lord. I need your spirit, Lord. I need your presence, Lord. I need you in the midst of me, God. And I need you in the midst of these people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we cannot do anything on our own. We're dependent upon you, God. Hallelujah. We are solely and completely dependent upon you. If you don't help us to go, Lord, we can't go. If you don't allow us to move, Lord, we can't move. Oh, God, if you don't want us to say it, Lord, we can't say it. We surrender to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Surrender to your will. We surrender to your way because you have great things in store for me today. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss the prize. I don't want to miss the mark, God. I don't want to miss the victory, Lord. I don't want to miss your glory, God. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss your presence, Lord. God, and put me in the cleft even now, God, and let your glory pass by us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Sweep over our souls even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to hear your voice, God, today. I want to hear your praise, oh God, today. I want to feel your presence, God, today. I want your anointing, Lord, today. Fill our cups even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill our cups into the glory, God. Fill our cups into our presence, Lord. Fill our cups into our anointing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let's saturate us even now, God. Saturate us, oh God, with your glory, God, today. Saturate us, God. Oh God, and overwhelm us and overcome us even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Subdue us right now, God, because we are captives for you. I don't belong to anyone else, God. No more do I belong to the enemy. No longer does this flesh have control over me. No longer do I surrender to the will of my flesh, Lord, but I surrender to the will of your spirit, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I know we're fighting against flesh and blood, Lord, but this is a spiritual warfare today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory, God, I feel your glory in the house right now, Lord. It was a little cold in here, but I'm quite warm right now, God. I need your glory, so fill us up even right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill our cups until we want no more, God, because God, you are all that we need and more. You're meat, God. Hallelujah. You are a refreshing well springing up down in my soul. Hallelujah. You say they that hunger and thirst after righteousness' sake shall be filled. Jesus said, I am the way. And if any man thirst, he can come up unto me, and I'll give him a spring of living water that he'll never be thirsty again. Hallelujah. I need that glory, God. I need that refreshing rain, God, today. I need that spring of that fountain spring, Lord, to spring up all well right now in the lives of your people, because we're thirsty for you, God. Hallelujah. We long for your glory. We long for your anointing. We long for your touch even, Lord, today, your stamp of approval. So Holy Ghost, come no more and have your way. We surrender to you now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Not our wills, God, because our will sometimes line up against your will. And God, our arms are too short to box with you. We can't compete with you. We can't fight against you. God, over and over again, the Israelites tried to do that. Lord, they tried to do things their own way. Oh, they started doing things which are right in their own eyes, Lord. But I don't want to be foolish that way anymore, Lord. I don't want to do things that's right in my own eyes. I want to do things that are right in the eyesight of the Lord, who sits high and looks low, who is every single place that I try to go. So help me to be righteous everywhere I go, not trying to hide my sins against you, but being bold enough to understand that if I've just confessed my sins, you're faithful enough to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. And you said, who can God come before your presence? You said, only those with clean hands and a pure heart, Lord. And I want to be in your presence, not just now, but God, as I travel to work after prayer, Lord, I want your glory to be with me, Lord. As I make it to work, Lord, I want your glory to abide with me, Lord. As I depart from work, God, I want your glory to abide with me, God. As I make my way home, Lord, I want your glory to abide with me. God, I need you all the day long as we come back to church tonight for Bible study later on, God. I want your glory to be with me, Lord, all day long. As a well, God, that can never run dry. To give me strength, to give me wisdom, to give me direction. Oh, God, to help me to overcome myself. And to rise above my flesh, to help me to be who you've called for me to be. You called me a royal priesthood. You called me a chosen generation. You called me a peculiar people. And I definitely know, God, that you called me out of darkness into your marvelous light. There is no question, Lord, that you have done great things for me. The songwriter says, you keep doing great things for me, God, over and over again. You right on doing great things for me. And I say thank you, God, from the depth of my soul. I say thank you, God, for your mercy, God, and favor. I say thank you, God, for your unmerited grace, God. I say thank you. Because as I look back over my life, Lord, I can't help but to say you brought me from a mighty long way. And it was nobody but you. And there's no one that could have done it but you. And so with gratefulness in my heart, Lord, I say I love you, Lord, today. There is none like you. There is no one that can compare to you. So, God, shape us and mold us this day. What an awesome time to be refined in your refining fire. Oh, God, drive out every impurity. Drive out everything. I want to come out as pure gold, Lord. I want to be called. I want to be worthy, oh, God, of the vocation wherewith I have been called today. So put us through the refining fire even now, Lord, as we submit to you, as we surrender ourselves to you. Oh, God, refine us, God, in the name of Jesus, knowing, God, that you're not just putting us in the fire by ourselves, but everything you put us through, Lord, you're willing to be there with us, Lord. You promised that you would never leave us nor ever forsake us, Lord. So as you put me through the refining fire, God, drive out the impurities, Lord, so that I may be holy and acceptable, God. Drive out, oh God, the ailments, Lord, so that sickness won't have its reign in my body. God, drive out, oh God, all foolishness, Lord, because when I was a child, God, and when I became a man, I put away childish things. Refine me to be a better man. God, refine me, Lord, to be a better leader. God, refine us, Lord, to be better members. Lord, refine us, God, to be better witnesses, Lord, today. Refine us, God, even now, that we may talk right. God, refine us right now, that we may walk right and live right. God, put us through the refining fire, God, that will help us to be holy and acceptable and to be the vessels that you have called for us to be. We don't want to be vessels of clay that are cast aside, that are forsaken, Lord, but we want to be treasured vessels for you, that our lives may reflect your glory. That, Lord, when I close my eyes to rest, that my labor would not have been in vain. That everything I've done will be done and attached to you, done for you and attached to you. I want people to say when I pass away, God, when I close my eyes, that Eugene was a good man, that he was a God-fearing man, that he was a spirit-filled man, that he was a holy man. God, that's what I want my witness to do. I don't want it just to be that I was a good brother or that I was a good teacher. Lord, I want your spirit to be stamped on my forehead, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because I'm nothing without you. And so everything that I do, God, I want your glory to be fulfilled in my life. I want your plans and your purposes to be satisfied in my life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want your plans, God, to come to pass, Lord. Your thoughts to come to pass, God, and to be fulfilled, God, that you may get the glory out of my life. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. I cannot say that this was always my intentions, Lord, to pastor and to preach. Lord, this was the furthest thing from my mind, but I'm willing to do whatever it is that you have called for me to do and have for me to do. I'm willing to be, and not only do I want to be a better pastor, Lord, I want to be a better man, Lord. Oh, God, help us to be better men and help us to be better women, God. Help us to not be satisfied with just where we are now, for there is a higher calling, God. There is a closer walk with you, Lord. We must continue to move forward, Lord, because each and every day is a victory that can be won, God. Each and every day brings a challenge, God, that cannot stop us. We must make it to our destiny for the day, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we can reach the prize that you have for each and every single one of us, Lord. I want to reach that prize today. Whatever it is that you have for me, God, to reach, Lord, today, so that your will might be done. You might be glorified. Your people might be edified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and that I may put a smile on your face. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the victory, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord, for ordering my footsteps, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing me of all unrighteousness, Lord. And thank you for creating me in me a clean heart, Lord. Purify us even now, God. Put us in that refining fire, Lord, and help us to come out as pure gold. Gold that has been tried by the fire. Yes, God, that means, Lord, that trouble may come my way. But, God, no weapon, God, it cannot prosper against me. No weapon, God, it may form, but it cannot win the battle, because I belong to you, Lord, and your name, oh, God, cannot be shamed. And I belong to you. I'm stamped with your seal of approval, Lord. Your spirit is in me and your spirit is upon me, Lord, to not only to preach the gospel, Lord, but to be a light, Lord, to this dark and dying world, Lord. So, God, you will bring me through. Anything that you bring me to, God, you have to be, and you will. There's no doubt that you will bring me through it, God. You said that because he that has begun a good work in you is able to perform it, Lord. That means that, God, when you start something, you finish the job, God. You don't leave anything incomplete, God, but things, everything works together. All things work together. Every single thing, God, the good, the bad, will work together for my good. So I can walk through this day ready to go. I can walk into this meeting ready to go. I can walk onto my job ready to go. I can walk back in my home ready to go because, God, I am the victor today. You make us more than conquerors. Oh, God, you tell us that we can do all things, and it's not by our own might, but it's through Christ Jesus that we can and that we will and that we do. And so we bless you, Lord, for you are magnificent and wonderful. And we thank you for, God, what you have in store for us this day. God, I pray for leaders everywhere, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for this nation, for we have forsaken you, God. We have turned away from you, God. We have begun to do things which was right in our own eyes, Lord. And we know, according to the Bible, Lord, when the people began to do things which were right in their own eyes, they fell into a state of apostasy, Lord. They turned their backs on you. And America is in a state of apostasy where they're doing things which are right in their own eyes, Lord. But God, help us, Lord, today. Because in every single situation, God, that has occurred, you have held on to a remnant, Lord. You've held to a certain group of people who are not willing to compromise. I'm reminded even now, Lord, Elijah, God, after Jezebel had slain the prophets, he said to you that I'm the last prophet that's left. And you had to let him know, son, there is more prophets. You're not the only one who is still holding true. You're not the only one that I was able to keep, Lord, but I kept many, many more, Lord. And so we know, God, today, that you always keep a remnant, Lord. And I know that I'm a part of that remnant, Lord, today. So help me to remain steadfast, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, help me to remain unmovable. Help to remain always abounding in the work of the Lord. This day, in the mighty name of Jesus, and my calling, Lord, is to pray. Hallelujah. You told us to pray without ceasing. Men ought to always pray and not faint. In America today, they need a nation of people. They need a remnant of people that will be willing to pray, God, not to walk down the street and march. God, that doesn't solve the problem because it's not by power and it's not by might, God, but it's by your spirit. Your spirit, God, will destroy every yoke that's around the necks of America today. And yes, Lord, we understand that we have placed that yoke upon our necks. Because you told us to take your yoke upon us because your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Lord, so I pray for the nation, Lord, today. I pray for every single state. I pray for every single city. Lord, I pray for every single township, Lord, every single county, God. I pray for the nation today. Have mercy upon us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy. Oh, God, remember, God, if you destroy the land, God, they'll say that your name is not great, Lord. They'll say that you're a God who can't do it, Lord. So we ask again, Lord, please have mercy upon the land, Lord. And let not thy wrath, God, overcome us and overwhelm us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those that are in dangerous situations. God, there's troublesome things, hard storms. Storms come and floods come and hurricanes and tornadoes rise through the land, God. Earthquakes come, Lord. That's just a part of your wrath, God, towards America, Lord, today. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Please have mercy, God. I pray for the nation, God. I feel like Daniel this morning. We have forsaken you, Lord. We have turned our backs on you, Lord. That was David's prayer, Daniel's prayer. Lord, as he read through the scrolls and saw that the 70 years was about to be accomplished, Lord, instead of celebrating, Lord, he confessed for him the nation, Lord. He confessed for himself and he confessed for the nation, Lord. He declared that they had turned their backs on you. He declared, God, that they had forsaken you, God, and went into do their own things, God. He declared, God, his sorrowfulness, God, God, he declared, God, that he was sorry, God, on behalf of the people. And he interceded on behalf of the nation and asked for your mercy. And the Bible tells us that the angel Gabriel called, came by and told him that everything was going to be all right, that the Lord God had heard his prayer, had heard his supplication that he submitted on behalf of the people. You had mercy, Lord. Hear the cries of your people, Lord, as we intercede throughout the land for our nation, Lord, today. I know I'm not the only one that's praying for the nation, God, so hear the cries of your people as we cry out to you, Lord. We need your mercy, God. We need your help, Lord, today. We need your help, God, today. We need your mercy, Lord, today. Have mercy upon us, Lord. We have fallen short of your glory. We have fallen outside of your will, God. We have turned our backs on you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we have made your name a brought shame to your name, God. But help us, Lord, today to step back, oh God, and allow your glory to be revealed in us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, turn us around, God, so that we'll be right on the back on the right path, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We need your direction, God. We need you, God, today. So come the Lord and have your way, even in our land, Lord, today. Have your way, God, in our leadership, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for President Obama. And I pray for the current White House. I pray for those that are currently in office in the House and the Senate, Lord. I pray for those that are in the county offices, Lord, and in the mayor's office, in the governor's offices, Lord. I pray for them, Lord, today, that you would save, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your great spirit, Lord, may have rule, oh God, and control over their lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to not only save their offices, Lord, but save in their homes as well, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stir up your spirit, God, and allow him to have his way, God, in the lives of your people. Help us to have listening ears to hear and a heart to receive of your word, Lord, today. Oh, God, to hear what the Spirit, Lord, he's there to warn us. He's there to let us know that we're off course. He's there to get us back on course and get us back in your will. Help us to submit to his will and his authority, Lord, today. In the name of Jesus, of Satan in our households, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for the president-elect. He needs your help, Lord.
Oh, God, he has people talking in his ears, Lord, that's not talking anything that's righteous. But thanks be to God today. I'm thankful, Lord, to know that the heart of the king is in your hands, that he can't do anything that you don't allow him to do. And so, Lord, we pray for salvation in his home, salvation in his cabinet, Lord. Oh, God, that your will might be done in this nation, Lord. I know we're reaping what we're sowing, God, but have mercy upon us, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. Have mercy on us, Lord. I understand we're going to reap greater than we sow. And we've sown seeds of discord. We've sown seeds of disharmony. We've sown seeds of criminal acts and evil, Lord. We've sown so many seeds that are coming back home, oh, God, for our harvest. But I ask again, have mercy upon us. Touch our land, Lord. Heal our land. Heal the land, Lord. Heal the land. And I thank you, God, because I know that you're going to keep me. But I not only want you to keep me, Lord, but I want you to keep my family. Not only do I want you to keep my family, Lord, but I want you to keep my children and my home and my ministry. I want you to keep those that I'm attached to, Lord. And so as I pray, God, I pray for everyone that I'm attached to, Lord. And then I pray for those that are attached to them, Lord. And then I pray for those that are attached to them. I pray for our loved ones, Lord, that are not saved, Lord, today. Oh, God, help us to give them the words of life, Lord, to bring salvation to their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for salvation for my friends, oh, God, my co-workers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for salvation for those that I meet on the street. Lord, help us to be lights and witnesses for you, Lord, that heaven might be still, Lord, and that hell might not be enlarged so quickly today. I pray for my bishop, my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas Sr. I pray that you strengthen him and encourage him. Thank you for him being an effective witness. Thank you for allowing him to be an example in my life. Thank you for godly wisdom and godly leadership. Godly examples, Lord, and I endeavor to be like you. I want to be a leader, God, a man after God's own heart, Lord, in everything. And I thank you because you've given me a leader after your own heart. So I pray that you strengthen him today, that you encourage him, Lord, that you continue to bless him, Lord. Bless him in the city. Bless him in the fields. Bless him when he comes and bless him when he goes. Let his latter days be greater than his former days, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and continue to bless him with the desires of his heart. I pray for a new community temple, Lord. I pray for St. Stephen's, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, the two ministries that he leads, Lord. I pray for every single assistant there, God, Elder Hughes and Elder Mark Thomas, Lord. I pray for them, God, that you would bless them, oh, God, to undergird the leader while they are there and give us the ability to undergird the leader as well. That means we continue to pray for him. That means we continue to intercede on his behalf. Lord, that means we continue to invest in his ministry, Lord, to sow seed harvest into his ministry, Lord, so that we'll be able to reap a greater harvest, Lord. Because just like I say, you give to a prophet, you shall receive a prophet reward. You've given me a leader to sow into, and so when I sow into him, I receive a prophet's reward back as well. And then that anointing runs down and it blesses my ministry, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, from sowing it to my leader. So I pray for him today. I thank you for his life, and I thank you for his example. I pray for Mother Towns, Lord, that you would bless our supervisor, God, that you would strengthen her and keep her, Lord. I don't know if she's still dealing with that acid reflux issue, Lord, in her body, God, but I bind it right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. If it's still there, God, we declare healing. We speak healing right now. Oh, God, soothe the irritation, soothe the pain, God, and drive it out, Lord. She told me several months ago that she didn't want to take the pills for it. She wanted to be delivered, Lord, and you told us to ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find. Knock and it shall be open, Lord. And so we're asking, God. We're asking for healing right now in the name of Jesus. We're seeking your anointing, God. We're seeking your face right now. So we found ourselves in prayer, God, this morning. And here we are standing, God. We will remain steadfast in prayer. We're not just here saying Jesus weapon going, Lord, but we're travailing before you, knocking at the door, and you promised that it shall be opened, God. I have no doubt in my mind that you've heard my prayers this morning. It says I have the confidence in knowing that you've heard my prayers, that I can also walk in confidence, Lord, knowing that you're going to give me the desire. from our heart, God, what I have prayed for today. So I ask, God, for a healing for Mother Towns right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whatever may be ailing her body, drive it out right now, God. Holy Spirit, sweep through her soul, sweep over her soul right now, God, and drive out every impurity, drive out every ailment, bind sickness, bind disease, loose life, loose refreshing, loose a greater anointing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Uphold our leaders, God, and bless them, Lord, today. I pray for every superintendent, and every pastor, Lord, in the Virginia First jurisdiction. I pray for Bishop Wilbert Daniels, second jurisdiction, and Levi Willis, third jurisdiction, and Bishop G. Wesley Hardy, Lord, in fourth jurisdiction. Lord, I pray for every single pastor in every single church in the state of Virginia, God, pastors in, across the nation, Lord, not just in the Church of God in Christ, but those that are holding up the bloodstained banner of the Lord. I pray for Bishop Charles Edward Blake this morning, the entire general board. I pray that you bless this church, your church. I pray that you bless your church across this nation and across this land, that you would help us to hold up the light. Hold up the light. Keep the light shining in the temple so that those that are traveling, that don't see a way to go, that they may see that light, Lord, and know that that light is the place of safety. Hallelujah, that place is a life of change, that place is a place of healing. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that the doors of the church are open, God, where they can come in and get rest for their weary bones. Oh, God, and receive replenishment for their souls. Help us to keep the lights on, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Clifton Cooley, Pastor William Cornick. You know who I'm talking about, God. Payette, thank you, Holy Ghost. I pray for myself, each and every church. Enlarge our territories, Lord, and bless us. Bind the spirit of division. Bind the spirit of confusion. Help us to be unified. For when we are unified, we are greater. We can do greater works in this area. I pray for my brother, Pastor Brian Jones, my other brother, Pastor Herschel Chenault. Pray for strength, encouragement. For my brother, Pastor Sam Metcalf, Lord, during their time of bereavement, bring them through, Lord. You know how it is, Lord. You know how to bring us through. There's nothing we've gone through that you don't know how it feels. So I pray for encouragement for my brother and for his family and for his ministry, Lord, today. And I thank you for those that are here at Praise Center, for each and every member that you allow me to shepherd, to lead. I pray, God, that you help me to be the leader that you've called for me to be. Help me to stand, Lord, even when trials and storms come. Help me to remain steadfast, understanding that my due season is coming. And I have no doubt, Lord, that breakthrough is upon us, Lord, that breakthrough has already begun working in our lives, Lord. From the testimonies that I've heard, Lord, already this month, Lord, after I declared that this is the time of our breakthrough, Lord, breakthrough has been occurring, Lord. I see, oh, God, I've been saying, Lord, I hear the sounding of abundance of rain, God. We've been in drought, Lord. We've been in lack, Lord. We've been insufficient, Lord, but you have provided, Lord. But I see, oh God, a cloud in the sky, God. I see, I can hear the abundance of rain, God, and it's ready to overflow us. It's ready to overwhelm us and overtake us, God. I see the breakthrough. That's all, God. Continue to do it for your glory and the lives of your people. God, I see these seats filled in this sanctuary, Lord, because you have them for a reason. I thank you for occupying the seat. I thank you for being the provider for this ministry. God, no bill, God, has gone unpaid, Lord. And if there was an issue with the bill, God, it's because I just didn't go pay it or forgot to go pay it. It's not that we did not have the money. But God, over and over again, you keep on blessing us. You keep on having people sow into us over and over again, Lord. And so I thank you, God, because you have been a provider and a keeper, and that you will continue to do that as long as we submit to you and we surrender to your will and we say yes to your will even now. Breakthrough, Lord. Help us. Holy God, hallelujah. Wonderful God, wonderful Savior, breakthrough. Speak it into the lives. Let the people of God hear it ringing in their ears throughout the day. Breakthrough, God, it's upon us, Lord. Release is upon us, Lord. Overflow is upon us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, it does not matter what it looks like, Lord, because I look much better in my future than I look right now. You have whatever it is that we need because we're at the cusp of it, Lord, and we just need to continue to knock at the door. Allow your glory to be revealed in our lives. We've asked. We're seeking. And Lord, I have no doubt we shall find. And so I pray for Lady Olinda McCowan. I pray for Diamond Star, Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, and Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Thank you for such an awesome woman of God. Pray you bless my mother today, Lord. Strengthen her body, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for Missionary Myrna Howard. Safe traveling mercies as she makes her way back from her family. Missionary Lysandra Miller. I pray for Sister Connie Coulson, Lord, and her entire family. Pray that you would touch them, Lord. I pray for those, God, that you blessed us to be able to sow into their lives via our praise pantry. Lord, I pray that you work everything for our good, Lord, in regards to our praise pantry, Lord. We're already out of space, but God, we still need more resources, Lord. And so that's a God problem, so we put that problem into your hand. God, I pray that you bless our computer lounge as we begin to get it together, Lord, so that we can open up and provide services for those that don't have that computer access in this community, Lord. We thank you for the We Serve CBC, Lord. We pray that you were rooted and grounded in you, Lord, and that you will bless everything that we do under that CBC, God. We've been called to serve. We serve, Lord, and that's all we do, God. Because you said in your word, the first shall be last. Those that are higher shall be the servants, Lord. And you called us to serve. You called us to serve. And that's what we're here to do. So we pray that you bless this ministry. Bless us, God, this day. And as we do our things and go through our different routines today, bless us and order our footsteps. I pray for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I don't know all the people that's on the line. I thank you for their sacrifice and taking time out to pray this morning. I pray that you would bless them, God. I speak a blessing upon their lives from rising early this morning. Some, God, have even risen earlier than me. Oh, God, I'm on the East Coast, but some are in the Midwest. God, some are, God, on the East Coast, on the West Coast, or they've gotten up early, God, and offered unto you a sacrifice, Lord. And anytime we offer a sacrifice unto you, God, you bless us exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, Lord. When we give you our best, Lord, you turn around and you give back our best. So I pray that you will bless them for their sacrifice. Let this day be like no other day. Bless them and overwhelm them and overcome them with your glory, God, today. Send them favor, God. Send them a greater anointing, God. Bless them, God, their finances, Lord. Bless their actions, Lord. Give them the desires of their heart, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Healing, if it's needed, God. Breakthrough, God. Yes, it's upon us, Lord. Whatever they need, God, be that for them today, to honor their sacrifice and honor their commitment to pray. You said the effectual fervent prayer is not ineffectual. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Let it avail on our behalf today. Let us see the fruit of our labor today as we have travailed in prayer. Take us to our different destinations safely. Bring us back at the appointed place and appointed time. God, we'll glorify you today. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come before your throne of grace. Thank you, Lord. I know I'm past my time, but, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Yes, Lord, I know I'm praying again at 7, God, but I don't want to let you go yet, Lord. We just want to say thank you. You've been so good. You've been so kind. You've been so wonderful. And we adore you, God, today. And so I pray your special blessings upon these under the sound of my voice right now. And those that are tuning in, they may tune in and listen to this later on. Bless them, oh God, that this prayer may be a blessing to them, that you may get the glory out of our lives. We thank you even now, and we bless your name even now. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.